This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh man, this Bengals story is absolutely delicious. And it calls for limits to crack yet another one on our way to a 12-pack, please. You can include Ron's voice anytime you want during these Wednesday six-packs limits, if you would. There you go.
You're welcome.
Tell you what, these Cliff's Builders bars, these protein bars, are unbelievable. Have you ever eaten one of these things?
I don't think so, but I'm glad that you're staying healthy.
You should. You're the beat writer. I said that to a guy on the golf course yesterday. He wasn't happy.
What, the beat writer, or that you should eat a Cliff bar?
The beat writer part. I got paired with a foursome from I won't say where from, but they have four guys playing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm playing as a single, and things are going a little slowly.
So they wouldn't let you play by yourself.
Well, no, there were people in front of them. Mm-hmm. That's beside the point limits. Please don't interrupt the story.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll be quiet back here.
So they were nice. Don't get me wrong. Two of them were anyway. They said, come play with us. You know, you're not going anywhere. So I did. Two of them, very engaging, very nice, one a Pitt basketball fan, and two of them were more like Ron, maybe a little bit cranky in their aging years. And the one guy just stopped playing, and I thought, did he not want to play because they added a fifth to the group here? There's only a couple holes left. And he was very cranky. So I asked his friend, why did he quit? And the guy, in his crankiness, said, I don't know. And I said, you should. You're the beat writer. And I don't think he liked that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think he liked that at all. How does that make sense there?
You are the troll.
Oh.
Trying
I'm
to troll
trolling,
against
yeah.
the
all right.
against the people that are not happy that you join them.
Yeah, I do like that saying. My wife says that to me now. She's even adopted it. You should
you're the
know
beat writer.
You're the beat writer.
You're
yeah.
the beat writer.
That's what I used to say to Jerry DePaula.
All
I'm the
time.
Only man who ever made him angry. Donnie's wedding invitations are drawing a lot of...
The save the dates, yes.
...reaction, the save the dates. What's the difference between an invitation and a save the date?
I don't know the difference, but I'm told that there is one, so I'll be
Who
excited.
Told you, and what is it?
So my dad said that there's a difference between the two. I guess the save the date
they
is...
They can pull it at the last second with the save the date, or what?
No, I think the save the date is what's sent out first, like a long time before the wedding, so that it's like, hey... Remember to mark this on your calendar so
okay,
you know.
Okay, and then there's a formal invite later.
Formal invite.
I get that, but it's essentially an invitation to somebody's wedding.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And apparently Donnie has invited everybody in Western Pennsylvania to his wedding. Other than Cam Hayward.
Yes.
And maybe Josh Rountree. Did Rountree get invited?
You ready for this?
What?
I heard Rountree. There's a rumor going around. Rountree might be officiating the wedding.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's
now that
the
I
rumor.
Think of it, he told me that.
Oh.
Now
he
has to show up with a striped shirt and a white cap and a whistle, does he not?
A whistle?
Officiate.
For the football game?
Yes, it's going to be incredible.
Will Donnie be wearing, will they have uniforms or will they wear formal attire?
Donnie's got to wear a top hat, but let's get back to the invitations.
Why would a top hat make sense for Donnie?
I think he'd just look great in one.
And a top hat.
Suspenders, a top hat, and a cane. Like Willy Wonka.
What is he, a 1950s barber?
No, he'd be like Willy Wonka. It would be tremendous. Is there anybody here that you've sensed their feelings are hurt who didn't get invited?
I don't know, because it seems like everybody has gotten invited.
Did Harry get one?
Harry was invited. I was a little surprised by that.
Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers.
I believe he's invited.
So basically everybody here.
No, there are some people. I'm sure there are other part-time producers that were not invited. But I'm sure most of them were.
It's become a big topic on their show that Harry didn't use any sort of discrepancy here. He just went with everybody. Not only that, but what are we talking here? 500 people?
Should Harry be invited to the wedding?
I don't know the nature of his relationship with Donnie. Are they close? Are they just acquaintances? Did they go to Waynesburg together? I don't think so, because I was there teaching Harry everything he knew, and
no.
Donnie was already gone.
I think they might have overlapped 1 year, maybe. But there are people that I went to school with for 1 year that wouldn't be invited to my wedding.
Well, now they work together, though.
It's fair. They don't see each other that often, though.
And Harry's a nice man. I think Harry should be. How horrible would it be if he didn't invite Harry, for God's sake?
That would be sad.
Yeah.
I could just see Harry on the dance floor. Hello, Pony! Join me out here on the dance floor. It's so much fun. They're playing hotel room service.
You seem to have a problem with Harry. You and Harry, yes, you do. You have a little rivalry going.
No, remember Harry and I mended fences?
No, I don't. You two take subtle shots at each other.
No, we don't.
There's something happening with you and Harry.
No, this is just another one of your Joe Starkey
creations.
Well,
why do you want, you just said on the air that Harry, should Harry be invited? It's a creation by me?
Yes.
Why do you question whether Harry should be invited to the wedding?
I didn't think that Donnie and Harry were that close. So I wondered if, because I'm invited, Donnie felt an obligation to invite Harry.
I mean, I'm not that close with Donnie. We work together. I like him. I love Donnie Football Fridays, but it's not like we're really good friends or anything.
Pomp was invited too.
And Pomp.
Will Bob go to the wedding?
How often has Pomp and Donnie had a conversation?
Oh, 3 or 4 times maybe.
You think Pomp shows up?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think Bob is always there in moments of support.
Yeah, I think he does too.
And Bob will be there.
With Josh Rountree as the master of ceremonies. I can't wait for this. Limits. I think this is going to be the quintessential Pittsburgh wedding.
Who will ruin the wedding? Who will have the opportunity and strife
to ruin
a part of the wedding?
Harry is a candidate. Yeah. Does anybody else at this point in their life have nights where they, you know, maybe tip a few too many? Does Pony still do that?
Possibly.
I don't think he would do it, though.
No, I don't either. No. I think he'd try to be responsible at Donnie's wedding. What I would be a little bit fearful of is in the middle of the ceremony, Donnie, do you take Sarah to be your lawfully wedded wife? And all of a sudden you hear in the gallery, it's Joe Starkey yawning. Just
That's
to
what
completely
I told you earlier.
Throw a wrench into the ceremony.
That's what I told you earlier. I think Donnie may have some concern over my presence at his wedding, even though I don't drink.
And I think it's realistic
it's
to
warranted.
Think so.
Yeah, I think it's warranted. Well, that'll be a topic for months, really, here, including him in an incredible move. I think taking a subtle shot at you and becoming the first person ever to take a shot at somebody via a wedding invitation. I mean, it's just incredible that you didn't get a plus one.
No.
He has no confidence that you will have a plus one.
That's not it.
No, that's absolutely it.
That is not it. That is, Donnie has already invited 200 people. And he doesn't want to pay for more dinner plates.
Apparently,
I completely understand.
Apparently, this conversation happened on the PM show. Are you ready for this quote from
because
yesterday?
You know I'm an everyday topic on the PM team show.
Malzi said, and I quote, Donnie, did you give Austin a plus one for the wedding? This is what Donnie said. Are you ready?
No.
No, that would require him finding a girlfriend.
Is that what Donnie said?
That's what Donnie said. I just got sent the quotes. Thoughts?
No comment. I have nothing to say.
No comment.
I have nothing to say.
Do you secretly have one, a girlfriend, that we don't know about?
It wouldn't be a secret if that was the case.
Oh, okay. This is like Ron. This is becoming a younger version of Ron.
Considering, like, let's say hypothetically that was the case, I would not share it because Pony has put enough things out there about me that I would rather keep private. then share with Pony.
Are you angry at Donnie
for
that
line?
Well,
I would tell you off the air.
Off the air.
Yeah.
Are you angry at Donnie for sharing that line?
No. It's a constantly, the brunt of a lot of jokes around here.
And you give out a lot, too.
I throw it
you
back.
You dish out a lot.
Yeah, I dish it out, yes.
You dish out to Pony for sure.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Right.
Yeah, we all.
You're no wallflower, buddy.
We all throw shade at each other, all in good fun.
Yes.
We're all friends here. Some of it might
Are
go
we?
Too far.
Yeah, well, it probably does.
Yeah.
This
like
Bengals,
you trying to pick the fight with me and Bob.
That was, well, we won't even get into that.
Yep, even though Bob and I mended fences in the break and gave each other a handshake, a hug, and Bob got me food.
That's because you're both afraid of confrontation.
No, that's because Bob and I are good friends.
I wouldn't go that far.
We're friends.
Yeah. Acquaintances.
Friends.
Work partners.
Bob would call me a friend if you asked.
No, he wouldn't.
I think he would.
Shamar Stewart. This story is incredible. Mike Floria, headline, Pro Football Talk. Shamar Stewart could still try to go back to school. He'd be Rodney Dangerfield here for the Bengals. He's the only unsigned first-round pick. And via the Sporting News and Bud Elliott of CBS Sports, this is through Floria, recently reported that Stewart has been fully involved in workouts at Texas A&M. And Elliott's source said Stewart, quote, could try to come back and play again this season and go into the draft again next year. So, Limits, my first question for us is, should this be allowed? Florier says, why shouldn't a player who has never taken an NFL paycheck or signed an NFL contract be prevented from going back to school? Man, if this ever went to court and they said you could, you know how many players would do this if they just didn't like their situation?
Probably a lot.
Do you think it should be allowed?
Like, what if, think about it this way, what if Eli, because he didn't want to go to the Chargers, just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go back to school for another year.
Yeah.
Was Eli a junior or senior when he came
out? I don't
out?
Remember.
But like, let's say hypothetically he did have an extra year of eligibility.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, well, you know, being the first overall pick and however many million comes with that is nice, but I'm just going to go back. I'll be the number one pick next year anyway. That would open a huge can of worms.
I mean, this is incredible if this were to happen. Now, I think there have been some subsequent reports that say, no, this is not going to happen. But when you think about it, even if it's not him, and I love that this is the Bengals, this is, given NIL and the amount of money they're throwing around, this is going to become an issue eventually, right? Where someone gets, see, I don't think it's fair, although I don't know all the legal ramifications, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, which is dangerous. It doesn't feel fair that a team would draft a guy and he still have the option to go back to school.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? However, I mean, the money out there, can you imagine if he went back to school, but not to Texas A&M?
And what, he entered the portal?
I don't know. Can they still take players right now for this season? I don't even know.
No,
or is the portal closed?
The portal's closed. Like, you can't enter right now, but that I don't even know how that would work too, Joe, because if you are an underclassman or if you're a junior, you're not a senior and you don't have any eligibility anyway, but if you're a junior like Stewart and you decide that you are going to declare for the draft, that is you basically giving up your right to go back to college, I thought. That is you saying, all right, I'm gonna go into the NFL, I'm going pro.
Well, no,
or
no, no.
Some
you,
of the
no,
players
no, no.
who are,
you can I think you can declare, and then if you get advice that, oh, you're not going to be drafted very highly, you can still go back.
You can do that in the NBA. I don't know if you can do that in the NFL.
Once the draft happens, then it should be too late, in my opinion.
Yeah, it should be, because consider you're a prospect. I think of Kalen King is the example that I think of most. He was a corner at Penn State a couple years ago. He came out thinking he was going to be like a fourth-round pick. He ended up going in like the seventh round. Like, if you don't like that, maybe you just go back for another year. Or what if you're an underclassman, like, let's say you're a redshirt sophomore or you're a junior, and you decide to come out and you get undrafted.
Right.
You can't just go back to school because you were undrafted and you thought your value was better than what people actually believed.
I love that this is happening with the Bengals, that's all. And, you know, unfair, when I say unfair that a team should draft a guy and then have him go back to school, it also sounds unfair that the Bengals have chosen this guy to be the first player in their franchise history to accept this kind of language, this voiding of guarantees, over anybody else.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm on the kid's side here. Like, what are you doing? As Florio said, listen, we're talking about the Bengals here. They're as cheap as they are stubborn. If they hear Stewart may go back to school for a year, the knee-jerk response could be to call his bluff. I just want to see this story develop. I hope he does try to do that. And then I want to see where it goes from there because it's the Bengals. Unbelievable. And yet very believable.
If they find a way to botch this situation and Trey Hendrickson, they're going to have nobody rushing the passer. They might have you and I go try out for Cincinnati.
Let's do it one more time, shall we, Limits?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The NOAA constrictor is coming up soon.
What's that sound? It sounds like something ringing.
Oh, so there's this.
Do I have tinnitus?
No, it's the big emergency alert system box in the back here.
Oh, it just.
You can hear it in the background.
Goes on its own there?
Yeah. Sometimes it, like when there's a required test, we'll be able to hear it over the air, but sometimes there is non-required test.
You know what?
It's just a warning.
I have a mini rant. That's what I want to do with this. We spend an awful lot of time here. And people, I think fans do in general, questioning O'Neal Cruz. Justifiably, he's flatlined. He has. He's been disappointing. On the other hand, the dude has a chance to finish with 30 home runs and 50 steals, and they're paying him about 10 cents. He's an unbelievable bargain. That's what people forget. He's not signed to any sort of long-term deal limits.
No.
So he's an unbelievable bargain right now. And I'm going to stop saying that word. He's an incredible bargain. We spend an awful lot of time talking about Key Brian Hayes, who is not an incredible bargain. He's a horrible, horrible hitter and just drags down their lineup every day. We talk about him all the time. You know who we don't talk about enough?
Brian Reynolds.
Is Brian Reynolds the first $100 million man in Pirate history? And I wrote about this morning at the Post-Gazette. We all know the biggest culprit in this face plant the Pirates have done this year is Bob Nutting. We all know that. That's a given. Ben Cherington's next, and that still falls back on Bob Nutting because he hired him, and then he hamstrung him. And the little amount of money that Cherington does have to spend, he's squandered it, and he's blown draft picks, and they can't draft and develop, and they can't find hitters. The lineup is historically hideous. But Bob Nutting's, whatever you want to call it, stinginess and his cluelessness do not absolve certain players. And the guy at the top of that list by a trillion miles is Brian Reynolds, who for some reason we never talk about. He's horrible. Jason Stark had a mid-season National League LVP award that he gave out. He's been covering the game forever. And Brian Reynolds was among his top three candidates. He chose somebody else. I forget who. Brian Reynolds was among his top three candidates. This guy was the Pirates' first $100 million man. He has a .225 batting average, a ridiculous .287 on base percentage, a .656 OPS, and 10 home runs. You can't blame Bob Nutting for that. Okay, there should be a little amount of time and space reserved for blaming the players on hand. Cruz is one of them. Although, again, for the money he's getting, he's actually producing a ton. But he has flatlined since last year. He hasn't improved, and he's very disappointing at times. So he's part of the problem right now rather than the solution. That's a fact. Key Brian Hayes at $70 million is a huge part of the problem, but nobody's close to this guy. How many close games have they played? How many times do you point to a game and say, man, if Reynolds had done one thing in that game, they might have won? He's supposed to be able to carry this team at times. Instead, he helped to bury them. They're done, and I would say he's the biggest reason why in terms of players. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. I mean, he is supposed to be their most consistent hitter. Over the last however many years, he was their most consistent hitter. Now, he is just a complete shell of himself.
And he's probably dealt with injury. So has Hayes. Do we make excuses for Hayes? No, not that I hear. He turns 31 in January, and he appears to be a declining player. They've moved him around the outfield to make it easier for him. And then his OPS is 2021, 912. Next year, 807. Next year, 790, 791. And now 656. So reserve at least a small space to blame the players. And he tops the list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.